Got a very special guest joining us in the studio now, David Sanders from the Alfreton Rotary Club. You are doing some amazing work in terms of, well, keeping Ballarat clean, I would say.
Well, we're trying our best. The Alfreton Club's quite environmentally minded,
mm-hmm.
and we've got a few programs, but probably the focus this weekend is Clean Up Australia Day.
I can't believe it's come around again this quickly. So it's happening on Sunday?
Sunday.
And you've got teams of people that you want to get to work and put to certain areas of Ballarat?
Yeah, well, we've got we're going to probably collect at the Rotary Centenary Park, which is up at Mullawalla. So
yep.
At 10 o'clock we'll be doing registrations. And we'll send people off in teams of two.
Yeah.
We're going to do Remembrance Drive down to Finches Road, the rail trail.
Yep.
Along the Mullawalla sort of area itself. And then if we've got enough crews, we'll do down Link Road and up Dyson Road.
Well, you were saying off air there's quite a bit of rubbish, polystyrene rubbish left over from builders up in Winter Valley area. Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's been a bit of an ongoing saga since October last year.
Yeah.
When we had those big winds, there's probably two semi-trailer loads of waffle pads.
Jeez.
Wow.
Blown into the creek up there.
So that needs a big clean out.
It does. Emma from the council has been fantastic trying to get it organised, but it is a massive job, and our walkers that do the walk against waste have cleaned up the light waste, but a lot of these waffle pads are a metre square by...
So they're quite big.
They're really big.
You can't just grab it on your walk home, can you?
and builders are just, or pet companies are just leaving this rubbish there.
I'm not sure.
It's blown off from a work site.
Yeah, we really need the builders to step up to the plate. I mean, it's probably a bit much to expect the community to take responsibility for their waste.
Yeah.
They should have tied it down, and they would know that they've lost these waffle pads because they will have had to buy more waffle pads to do their foundation. So I'd encourage those builders to perhaps have a think
yeah.
and perhaps get involved this weekend, bring a couple of trucks along and let's clean the creek. And
well, what do you do with that rubbish?
Yeah.
Like, we can't put that in our regular bins
no.
at home, can we?
Well, I think Emma from the council has been working with their teams to try and clean it up. But, I mean, I think they've already taken a semi-trailer load of waffle pads away, and
there's a bit more that needs to be cleaned up.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, look, if we get people that want to clean it up, we will find a way to get rid of it through the waste management, that's for sure.
Yeah, fantastic. So if people would like to join you this Sunday, what's the best way of going about doing
that? All right.
That?
Well, we'll be up at the Mullawalla Swamp area from 10 o'clock. We'll have registrations. We'd encourage people to wear appropriate clothes and footwear.
So not thongs?
Not thongs. We will have, there'll be some grabbers, there's bags, there's, we'll do a little bit of just a debrief with a risk assessment so the people are clean and they know what's got to be done.
Yep.
It's a great day. Look, you know, coming to here this morning, autumn in Ballarat is just special.
Yes.
Beautiful, yes.
And we need to get some positive stuff happening. This is a great way to get the family engaged in something positive in the outdoors.
Yeah.
And a bit of a feel good. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Good for karma as well.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's really good for karma. I mean, we get inundated with, you know, a lot of negative things at the
yes.
moment. This
yes.
is a time when we can actually
band together
and have some positive stuff happening.
And it's not, David, it's not just like, you know, one day, you know, having these days are really good, but it's to bring awareness.
Ongoing, yeah,
it's an ongoing thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, our club's been running a program called Walk Against Waste, where we encourage people when they go for a walk of a night to pick up the litter on the street. We've got 16 groups of people that do that, and each month we give a prize or a voucher away to someone that's doing it. And, look, we can all make a difference. You might look at it and you think it's too big a challenge, but as individuals we can be involved and we can make a difference.
Yep.
So I'd encourage people to talk to us about that. If they come along on Sunday, they could certainly sign up for that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Keeping Ballarat beautiful, really.
Yeah.
And we'll put all this information up on the website after the show, so there'll be links and numbers and places to go to find out that information. David Sanders, the chair of the Committee for Environment and Sustainability for the region, for the Rotary region, we appreciate you very much. And keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for helping spread the news. Thank you.